Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. I have heartburn, but I got Tums. Yeah, that's the way you live your life right there, boy. Hey, you know,
heartburn?
Heartburn happens at any age, okay? You eat some greasy shit and it creeps up on you. But you
greasy
know,
stuff gives you heartburn?
For you.
Actually, it's more like acidic stuff. Tomato sauce stuff. With me, yeah.
Are we starting podcast talking about heartburn?
What other bodily functions do you guys have? I'm curious. How do you ail them?
I'm about to fart.
My blood pressure was pretty high today. I had a lot of potassium for dinner.
Potassium for dinner.
Dude, right. Potassium is such a weird thing to have. It's hard to get. Do you guys try and eat adequate amount of potassium?
Eat a banana.
I don't
actually bananas. Or bananas are
potato. Go lick a nuclear reactor.
Potassium. Bananas are pretty low on the list of good ways to get potassium, actually. If you guys didn't
know. What's the best way to get potassium, health expert McNasty? Spinach. Oh, I love spinach.
Yeah, but you need to eat I think 3 cups of spinach is a sixth of your daily value.
Honestly, I could do it.
What is potassium even doing for us?
Potassium counteracts sodium. So if you eat a lot of sodium, then potassium it helps your kidneys filter out sodium.
You know, whenever Popeye would fucking eat spinach and get real strong, really quickly, I don't think that was very realistic of the show.
No, that's why, you know how his forearms got all big? It's because the potassium was filtering all the sodium out of his kidneys and pushing it all to his forearm. It actually wasn't strength. It was just water retention in his forearms.
Just water forearms.
If he ate enough, he could actually get radiation sickness. So he might have actually been.
Yeah, too much potassium can kill you.
Those were tumors.
Well, it's like an extreme amount because potassium is a radioactive substance. So, you know.
You know what's weird is the most amount you can get in pill form for potassium is 99 milligrams, which is 2% of your what you need of potassium.
I got 99 problems and potassium is one of them.
But the weird thing though is potassium in pill form it absorbs way too fast.
Old ass man.
So if you can overdose on potassium pills, it's weird.
It's pretty extreme.
My friend's grandmother almost overdosed on potassium.
Really?
Actually, mm-hmm. How do you have to go kind of hard on it to
She probably just took a lot of pills, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. I can't remember why. I think it literally was just by accident.
Grandma thought there was Dannys. She was just downing them, ready to chill.
I don't know why.
That shit will stop your heart.
But I remember hearing about that, and the thing that I took away from the story was my friend was "Put the banana down." So that's all I got from that story.
You would probably need 1,000 bananas to get potassium poisoning.
To get radiation poisoning from bananas, you'd need to eat 10 million or something ridiculous. Or if you ate X amount of bananas over a certain amount of years, you'd probably have chronic symptoms of radiation sickness.
Oh, that reminds me of something. I saw an Uber fact today that was gorillas live in a semi-permanent state of flatulence. And it says, due to their vast vegetarian diet and intestinal microflora, they're almost always farting. So a gorilla is pretty much in a perpetual state of ripping ass.
I would imagine that gorillas wouldn't fart loud because they don't really have cheeks.
Yeah, it's probably just
nothing to slap.
It's just one. It's sitting next to a gorilla in complete silence. And you just.
It's just that's probably doing that all day,
and then you just beat your skull in because he's a fucking shit. Gorilla.
Shit particles flying endlessly. I bet it smells so
fucking bad, dude.
Oh yeah,
God, it smells just. So dude, the whole time Kong was fighting Godzilla, he's just ripping ass.
Dude, when I was vegan, my farts were fucking nasty, dude. I had some fucking filthy farts.
Oh, but they were great when you used to eat the beef sticks or what? Was it the veganism that caused that or were they
I think that I farted more on veganism than I did on keto.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
Interesting. Whenever I did the carnivore diet,
I had extreme diarrhea for 3 days.
Yeah, keto just made me shit a lot.
Anytime you drastically change up what you're doing, you're going to shit your brains out.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
It makes life interesting.
I have a fun fact going back to bananas, by the way. Apparently, if you get 38,788 metric tons of bananas, that's about the same radioactivity of the little boy bomb. So you could nuke a country with 38,000 metric tons of bananas. Fun fact.
Gorillas though, you know, are always at nuclear war.
Yeah, any terrorists listening, there's your fun fact.
All right. You go to the store and take their whole stock of bananas. You get on a watch list.
38,000 metric tons. I don't know if they have that at like Costco or anything. I don't know.
Costco's pretty wild.
Do you think
dude.
The workers are like trained if a customer comes in and buys like more than like 7 bananas or something? They're like trip an alarm.
Just watch list immediately.
Did you guys watch Kong versus Godzilla?
No,
feel like it's just monkey Transformers movie where it's just like brainless
dude, it
fighting.
Fucking sucked so bad.
It no shit. Like it's a monkey it and a lizard so fighting for 2 hours. What do you bad. Want?
No, it wasn't. That's what I wanted. I wow. wanted a monkey and a lizard to whoop each other's ass for 2 hours. I would have been entertained.
Of course.
That is the opposite of the movie. The movie was so fucking shit. There was so much like lore that I didn't care about from characters
lore.
Who dude just like Kong has to go back to his home to understand why the lizard is here. It's like no one fucking cares, dude. I want to watch the monkey hit the lizard. End of the story.
It's only a kid.
Yeah.
Let me get a monkey here.
Who's
New York?
Watching Godzilla versus Kong for like backstory, dude? Yeah. Fucking no one.
What? Yeah. You have to think of it. You have to think
was
of
it
from like a movie
manga?
Director point of view.
Manga. I mean, I'd prefer to
well,
just watch.
It did fucking terrible on Metacritic, I'm pretty sure. Like, the movie got rated horribly.
Who would have thought a monkey and a fucking lizard fighting
dude,
would not
let
do
me
well.
Direct one of them. I could make the best fucking monkey movie imaginable. I know what the people want to see.
I want to see, like, Monkey Man just come out of the fucking the woodworks.
Exactly, dude. Like fuck! How hard is it to make it?
And not even Godzilla,
movie?
Just like a
regular
like a PNG
lizard.
Of the Geico gecko.
Yeah,
it's just moving around.
Honestly, it probably would
not
have
even
done better.
Not even animated, just like dragged around in Photoshop.
You can see
like
the mouse and like the shit from Photoshop just moving around.
I was very disappointed, dude. I fell asleep like
that.
3 times during that movie and woke really? Up and still like. Could follow what was occurring. It was just so boring.
Oh, that's a mark of a good movie.
Wake up, no monkey fight, go back to bed. Like,
how much
of the movie
it.
Was a monkey fighting something?
Dude. Not,
like, did you
not,
watch Kong, like, Skull Island or whatever?
No, I didn't watch that one.
Because that one wasn't like, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a good fucking movie by any means, but it wasn't, like, bad. Like, most of it was a monkey fighting stuff.
I would say... Like, maybe 1/4 of that movie was monkey fight.
That is not enough.
Yeah,
the monkey
like
fight
the,
to lore ratio needs
like
to be better.
The ending was cool, but the, like to get to that point was just
did they
not,
like hold hands and walk into the ocean together?
Not,
yeah, the other 3/4 is like a rom-com. It's like a... It's,
I don't know about a giant monkey-lizard rom-com.
If you want to watch that movie, I say skip to the, like the last like 30 minutes and you.
How did you even watch
gist.
It? Like, what's is it like on a?
You can watch it on HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
And I canceled it immediately after.
I can't say I blame you. Do you guys want to go over? We got another email. Did one of you want to go over that? McNasty, you had it up, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to read that fine gentleman's questions?
Sure, yeah, no, so we got a new, just like the podcast, 2 podcasts ago, we got an
Tupac.
Email from somebody, Tupac?
Still alive.
We got an email from, Tupac, I think it's a Tupac. All right, yeah, another email from somebody asking a group of questions. This one, not so much questions, but
there
are
couple.
Questions.
There's a couple so, good ones. There's a few that we're not going to bother with, probably.
All right, let me read the first one just in case.
Okay, well, the first one's actually a pretty good one. I like the first one.
All right, okay.
Doo-doo stank.
So this question is not asked like Einstein. This is actually
no,
easy
this
to follow
is not
questions.
This is not an Einstein guy. This is
no like weird words that
drink beer, watch football kind of guy, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Okay, so question number one. In this scenario, the only way you could
maybe someone else should read it. You know, maybe someone with a high school diploma.
These aren't worded very
I'm gonna
hard.
Read this. Okay, I'm gonna hold on. Shut the fuck up, you worthless motherfuckers. I'm gonna read this question word for word. It says, okay, in this scenario, the only way you can Uno switch someone's bank account to be your own is if you let the current owner of said bank account peg you in the butthole for an hour. Question mark. So first off, that's not even a question.
Okay.
Would you? Okay.
Would you allow somebody to peg you in the ass if you could Uno fucking swap their bank account with
that
yours?
That should be the question. Yeah. Would you allow somebody?
Fucking lootly.
Like Elon Musk gets to peg me, and then I get all his money.
That's a win-win.
I mean, yeah. Sure. Like, what the fuck?
I feel like that's a pretty small price to pay for $200 billion.
I don't know, man. Like, yeah, I guess it depends who you pick. Because, like if you want Shaq's bank account, like that is a fair trade. Because, like, I can't imagine.
Yeah, but then if you,
because your asshole is gonna get ripped.
Yeah, you're gonna have to be like sewn back together as a human being.
Oh, so, God, there'd be nothing left of me.
No, you'd literally be a little fleshlight on him, dude. That's what I mean, is like
fleshlight on him.
he would just palm my entire body and just use my ass.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I don't know. Would you guys just go for Elon Musk, just the wealthiest person, or would you
Why wouldn't you?
I'm getting all the money in the world out of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like that'd be overwhelming. What do you do with, like, $200 billion or whatever the fuck
you
repair
want
your
to.
Asshole and then use the rest on whatever you want.
Well, see, the thing is, you got to think about, Elon Musk, most of his money is in, like, stocks.
Okay, I'm like the Tesla's owner now. Tesla stocks. It's like, getting cashed out. My asshole hurts. I need to get to my doctor.
My asshole.
Get pegged. Close down PayPal.
Let PayPal go to shit.
What if the question was set up the way where you get pegged by someone, but then you just switch bodies with them? Like, you become Elon Musk rather than just taking his bank account.
Oh, you are Elon?
Like, forever?
It's a weird Freaky Friday spinoff.
Yeah, you get pegged and wake up as the person pegging.
I don't know if I'd do that.
That's a lot of responsibility, just being Elon Musk all of a sudden.
Well, first of all, I feel like I would be so confused. Because, like, I'd wake up and have, like, probably a million things to do.
Businesses to run.
Absolutely no clue.
Trying to get to Mars.
So overwhelming.
Like, what do I do and who are you?
Yeah, suddenly you're responsible
so
for
funny,
like
Elon, so funny. No, yeah, like seriously, who the fuck
what
are
if
you?
Could see, what if you could become Elon Musk, but you also inherit all of his like knowledge about everything?
Okay, well then at that point you're not even you and it doesn't matter. You could just go right. Start.
Yeah, you're still you, like you know that it's you, but you just like you
but
also have
you.
This knowledge. You also have this knowledge
yeah, you're
of
not
how to
you.
Run
you're,
businesses.
You're Elon and, Musk now.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So you're basically saying you become sentient Elon Musk.
If you
sentient,
get
you living in Elon Musk's body and brain.
You fuse the brain.
Much, yeah.
I liked it better when it was just, would you become that person? Because then there's like a, you know, there's like a trade off. Because then you
it's
might
like,
not get
yeah,
as much
it's
money.
Like
you
a challenge,
just,
you know?
You could just be like Mark Zuckerberg and just have like, ooh, Facebook and like fuck around with that. Because who the fuck
oh,
cares
no,
about
I'd
Facebook?
I'd be the Zuck. Because then I'd shut fucking Facebook down. I'd figure out a way.
Guys, please do the world a service.
I'd get on his like Facebook account, like the admin Facebook account, and just like post slurs just to get it shut down.
Just constantly DM every single person on Facebook furry porn every morning, 9 a.m. sharp. Furry porn in every single person's DMs.
Yep.
That's you know what? Yeah, I'd be the Zuck. $115 billion and you get to fuck with Facebook. You know what? I'm down. I'd be the Zuck.
Yeah,
even though he looks
fun.
Like a robot lizard and his wife is horrifying.
Not a whole lot of responsibility, I feel like, with being the Zuck either.
Dude, all he does is make fucking ribs on his barbecue all day.
Dude, I was gonna bring that up. Have you guys watched him cook ribs? It's so disturbing.
Yeah.
It's so,
smoking meats.
It's so uncomfortable
smoking
to watch.
Meat, or whatever he says.
Sweet baby ribs.
And he just smiles. He doesn't say anything
meats.
Or end it. He just
loves
smiles.
Meats.
That man is a robot. That is not a human.
Yeah,
it's so weird to me
is.
That he's a multi-billionaire, but he uses like the Heinz of barbecue sauces.
Yeah.
Like, he has some like Like, I've had so many barbecue sauces that are way better than Sweet Baby Ray's.
I figured he'd like have a chef that would like, you know, make him some too, really good shit, like some personal stuff to his own taste and like.
Well, he probably likes to barbecue his own stuff from time to time.
No, I'm saying he can barbecue his own stuff. Too. No, I'm talking about like he could have like a barbecue sauce like catered to him to his exact flavors of like what he likes. If he likes,
well, I mean, he did grow up from like, you know, he wasn't rich growing up.
No, but
so he probably still has those. You know, a lot of people that aren't rich growing up, they still eat like garbage food.
Yeah, I guess, but like when you have $115 billion, I reckon
you don't have to be rich to eat good food either. Like that doesn't necessarily go hand in hand.
That's true. That's
fair. But you know, when you're penny pinching and the barbecue sauce you're looking at is like $4, or you can get Sweet Baby Ray's for $2, you're probably gonna go with Sweet Baby Ray's if you're penny pinching.
There ain't nothing wrong really with Sweet Baby Ray's, by the way.
There's nothing wrong with Sweet Baby Ray's. It I think is you have phenomenal. A skewed view it's, of.
It's
food.
Good, but it's like I said, it's like the Heinz like of barbecue sauce.
If it's not like a $20 barbecue sauce, it's not worth getting.
$20?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's in a $20 barbecue sauce.
I've had enough barbecue to where Sweet Baby Ray's is really kind of just like, I mean, it's not bad, but
it's good. What is wrong with you?
It's better than like Kraft. But I've had so many barbecue sauces that are just better than Sweet Baby Ray's.
I've never had a bad barbecue sauce, to be honest.
No, they all.
You ever had Kraft? Kraft barbecue sauce.
That's the thing,
terrible.
Is you can then just like add to them to make them good. There were a little garlic salt, a little bit of honey or whatever in there.
Yeah, but who the fuck's gonna do that?
I do that all the time. If it's not catered to my taste, I don't need to buy $45 fucking barbecue sauce. I just, you know.
Why wouldn't you just buy a barbecue sauce that's like garlic flavored?
Bro, I'm just making a point, bitch!
You don't call me bitch, okay, God.
You don't need to buy bougie shit.
It's just barbecue sauce.
I don't understand your thinking sometimes, McNasty.
Why? I've had I've had lots of different barbecue. I've had like local barbecue
like
sauce.
The way you describe like food brands, it's just like, I don't know. You just have like a weird way of like you. It's like if it's not something that's known to everyone, then it's like a poor food.
I didn't say that. I didn't say
that. You're like when you're penny pinching and you got to eat Sweet Baby Ray's. It's like, it's not that
bad.
Well,
I'm saying like I have.
It's like millions of people eat Sweet Baby Ray's.
There's a reason it's popular.
Yeah. Oh, I'm saying like the, like I was, when I was talking about that, I was talking about his like the money that he used to make. Cause I used to be in the situation where I didn't have money and I wouldn't ever spend $2 or $3 more for like local barbecue sauce or something over, you know, the mass produced shit that's sold worldwide. I would just buy the mass produced shit because it's way cheaper.
Okay.
What?
This kind of, whatever. I'm
confused. Whatever. Mind. All right. Who are you getting pegged by?
This is really, I guess Elon Musk. I don't know. Because it's really just about like money at this point. It's like, what is your limit?
Well, that
on
was the question.
Much? Well, hold
the
on.
The question was, what would, if that you could swap bank accounts. Account. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Elon, I guess.
Man, swapping bank accounts. Elon gonna be pissed when he wakes up and sees any of our bank accounts. He's gonna be, what the fuck happened?
When we have like one millionth of his wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally anyone else on Earth would be fucking pissed off about it.
He'd be pissed off if he got Jeff Bezos's. He'd be like, fuck, just lost like $1 billion. All right. Is there another one on there, McNasty, or do you want me to pick one?
There's 10. I mean, if you want to start reading,
I was saying, was there one that you liked?
Oh, I haven't even been reading. I've just been paying attention to the
coward.
I mean, we can do all of them. Some of them are like really, really quick questions.
Right. Okay, you can do the next one then.
May as well.
All right, let's jump to 10 years from today.
Let's
die. Oh God, I'm dying. Let's jump to 10 years from today.
Is that you,
let's
10 all years just from jump today?
Right now.
No. Right now, being mostly talented 20-something-year-olds making these jokes and acting this dumb and still seen as cute. Obviously, you don't know.
I promise ain't none of us cute.
Obviously, you don't know. I don't know. Dude's pretty cute. Obviously, you don't know what content. That little laugh.
But you complimented me, babe.
Okay. Obviously, you don't know what content you will be doing in 10 years, but you are still doing if you are still doing YouTube by then, what kind of content do you want to be creating and showcasing at that point, but can't now because of your self-imposed roles? Do you have any I mean, if you were doing YouTube in 10 years.
Can we spark those notices down to what kind of content would you do if you wasn't gaming?
Yeah, what are you going to be doing in 10 years if you're still doing content?
Yeah, what you doing? Are you not playing video games? What you doing?
God, that was... Well, like, for me, it's kind of like what you see is what you get.
Just
like, if you, I've been doing the same fucking thing since I started, so.
But if you, like, had to stop gaming for, like, whatever reason, tomorrow, like, let's say your fucking eyeballs fell out, now you can't play video games. What are you, like, what content are you making?
I'd probably stick with my second channel kind of content and, like, watch stupid-ass videos and talk about them.
That's fair. That's good content. That's easy content, too.
Yeah. I think gaming content's kind of easy, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, no, it's super fucking easy. It's, like, laughably, but...
Like, yeah. I don't ever think of what we do as real challenging, to be honest. No. I just have a good time with it.
The only, like, challenging aspects about all of YouTube is, like, behind-the-scenes shit. But, like, recording is, fucking...
Yeah, like, nothing about it is hard. I fucking love it. I don't ever want to stop doing it.
Wow, somebody who likes their job. That is rare in the YouTube scene.
There's nothing to not like about it. What the fuck?
Well, I don't know, bro.
People complain too much in our positions.
YouTubers complain all the time about, like, you fucking record a video tomorrow. Like, bro.
Yeah.
The only bad part is when game developers make bad games and then we're kind of, like, stuck playing the same shit. That's really the only bad part, but even then, it's still not that bad.
But even then, what are we really doing? We're playing video games for a living, so.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I feel like some YouTubers just genuinely don't really like what they're doing.
We
enjoy what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just don't. Like, even if they are really successful YouTubers, they're just like, whatever they're doing, they're only doing to continue their job and make money to pay the bills and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of
weird. I still think they enjoy it somewhat because I know
the freedom and stuff, but
I want to fucking clock into a 9-to-5 after they've been doing this.
Oh, I can see how
some YouTubers might get, like, the mental fucketry side of it, I guess.
That's a fucking tree.
Like, some people get, like mental issues from being YouTubers.
Oh, yeah, no, YouTube, like, can be unbelievably mentally draining, but, like, I just mean, like, the job itself, playing a video game, editing it, not even fucking editing it, paying someone else to edit it, and then uploading it, it's fucking easy.
Yeah.
Right. But if you want to talk about like numbers and relevancy and all that stuff, then people can torment people for sure.
Yeah, that's its own argument. But to be fair, they were asking like what would we do if we weren't gaming. So I guess that's what we should focus on.
When I see myself stopping YouTube, I'm probably just going to do music, which is what I wish I could. I wish I had time to do like full on music now, but I can't balance it with videos. So when I'm done making videos, that's probably just what I'll do.
That'll be fun as hell.
Yeah. That is my plan.
I was gonna say, I feel like you'd be equally successful at that as you are as just making fucking gaming videos and Omegle shit. Yeah, you can't really make Omegle videos when you're like 35. Then it just becomes creepy.
Yeah, I'm already like the oldest dude on there, so.
No, you still could. Like, it wouldn't be that weird.
It just kind of becomes a little weird where it's like some middle-aged man shredding for a 15-year-old girl is just kind of a bit.
Well, okay, I don't shred for 15-year-old girls.
Well,
but
what do you think fucking pop artists do? That's what the whole fucking point of being like a pop artist.
Yeah, I guess.
Pretty much.
It's just, I don't know. It's just a bit odd.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You got to look at like me, Gibson, and Marcus. Like, I don't think any of us intend to stop, and we're all the same age anytime soon. So,
yeah.
I mean,
I feel like it's
I don't see myself doing Omegle for like 5 whole more years though. Probably not.
That's fair.
I would probably do music if I couldn't do something YouTube related. I would probably just like focus more on my band.
Yeah, that'd be fun as hell. I feel like touring is something that I'm sad that I'll probably never do, because as much as I love music, I don't think I'd ever like pursue it as a job, just because like it's so fucking hard if you're not already established or like, you know, outstandingly talented at anything. I feel like I would never pursue it, but I feel like touring is like something that'd be so fucking cool. So that'd be a good job.
Yeah. I definitely want to do it, even if it's just to say I've done it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair. I mean, you could easily do that with Slackjaw. Like that would not be, well, actually your issue is having members right now, isn't it?
Yeah. But I mean, we have a lot of followers from me like talking about it. So
yeah,
I mean, people always offer like, hey, can I come do this and this and this? So
yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you'd figure it out if you had to stop YouTube. What'd you do, McNasty?
What were we talking about?
were you at?
You asked the question.
Hey, you were the one that asked.
Oh, what was that? Oh, I thought you were talking. Oh, okay. Yeah. What would I do about the question? Yeah. I don't know.
Do you need me to repeat
the
question?
I don't know if I want to be, I don't know if I want to be gaming for 10 years.
Well, that's what we're saying is like, once you're done gaming, like if you, would you upload more content that's not gaming, or would you like go and pursue something else that's not even YouTube related?
Well, I mean, the question kind of is, if you're still doing YouTube, then what are you going to be doing?
Yeah, I guess we just kind of expanded off of that, but yeah.
That's yeah. Fair. I mean, well, obviously,
I would be posting my music on YouTube. I would still be doing YouTube with it. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I would probably eventually want to move on to music too.
I feel like though, even if you are doing a separate career that is some form of entertainment, YouTube is going to be in the picture. Because like YouTube is just such an important like marketing tool
yeah.
for any like anybody that's in the business of entertaining, no matter what it is. So indirectly, you'd still be uploading content some kind of way.
It just probably wouldn't be like your main source of like income like it is now. Right. Kind of thing. And like if a video is 10 out of 10, you know, you're not going to fucking shit your pants and cry.
No, your money would be coming from like Spotify and shit.
Yeah,
like
or that. Whatever else, or touring, whatever the fuck else you're doing.
Merch. Yeah.
I'm going to switch up the answer and not say music, even though I would love to do that. I would do car journalism on YouTube and just that. Yeah, that'd be fun as hell. One of my
car journalism.
Yeah, basically what I did on my other channel. One of my friends, him and his girlfriend get paid by like brands like Ferrari, Porsche, McLaren, like Audi, all these brands. They usually get like flown out to the south of France or like somewhere really nice and go drive around in a fucking Ferrari or something. And then just write about that. And he makes insane amounts of money. They pay him like 50 grand to go fly out for a weekend and drive a car.
It's holy like, shit. Dude,
like he just brings his girlfriend and they just basically get vacation like once a month because of it. It sounds so fucking nice. So that's definitely definitely where
I'd
go.
Yeah, I would like that. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely where I'd go after
drive
gaming.
Nice cars and get paid for it. Sure.
Yep. All right. Well, I think we adequately. Bad. Yeah, I think we adequately answered that one. That was a good question, though. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite sex position? That's the next question.
We really, really downgraded from the last one.
Yeah, literally goes from like two really well written out questions to just favorite sex position.
Well, I don't know about the like fucking one.
Tell he was like drinking as he was asking these questions.
Somebody asked him to do a shot from the last one of this one. He's just it's completely degenerated. Dude, I don't fucking know.
I'll leave that one to you, McNasty.
Oh no, don't leave it to McNasty. He's gonna say something fucked up, like she's doing a handstand and he's like helicoptering on top or something.
I'm in a wheelchair
and she's on top of me.
I'm fucking hanging from the ceiling light. I don't know what kind of crazy shit McNasty's doing. Actually, I do. That's what's
funny. Really like a position. That's more than just like a circus act.
Yeah, McNasty's like, you ever seen those torture scenes from Saw?
I just want whoever I'm fucking to just be dead and ripped apart. Like a bear. Like a bear would do to a thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and leave this one in the drafts. If you want to answer it, feel free.
I don't know. When it comes to positions, I don't really do anything like super crazy. I don't know.
All right. Cool.
All right. On to the next one. Okay, no, don't bother with the next one.
Dude,
now you're blue-balling us.
What's the next one? What do you mean?
You're blue-balling us now.
I like the way this guy words this question. It says, dude, you totally aren't a virgin anymore, are you? I liked you better when you were, by the way. So there you go.
What the fuck? Okay, well...
I'm
glad that my virginity is the only thing that I bring to the table
it's
here.
It's your only redeeming quality.
Well, good news for you, buddy. No woman has still touched me, so I am still a virgin.
Nice.
So you can continue liking me now.
Congratulations.
Yay.
You should become a monk.
I basically am.
You do. You go on a shave my chant.
Head. I was gonna
you go
say,
on
I don't,
a chant on an amigo with your little robe. Where you are, where you
I, don't,
are.
I don't know if monks shred guitar for dicks on Omega. It's like part of the monk.
Well, they should.
Yeah. nothing in the monk Bible says I can't watch dudes ejaculate.
The monk
it just says
Bible.
I can't have to be virgin.
Monk Bible.
Monk Bible.
I don't know what they read.
I don't know. What is it?
The Buddha book.
They follow Buddha.
The Buddha book.
The Buddha book.
The Buddha handbook.
Buddha's vlogs.
Buddha's survival guide.
But for some reason, monk Bible. I think of monkeys.
Monkey Bible.
They are sure not steal banana.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's tree.
I feel like dude knows more like Bible verses, so I feel like he could.
All right, next question.
Embellish more jokes on that. I don't know, because he's all Bible-y and whatnot.
I'm all Bible-y and whatnot.
What are you talking about?
Tell me you're an atheist without actually telling me you're an atheist.
Bible-y shit.
There's just Bible-y motherfuckers out here.
Never even been interested in religion without telling me.
That's actually a good question.
I don't know. I feel like Soup knows a good bit too. Just I've picked up from talking.
Were you guys ever kind of like forced into religion as a kid? Like really push into
it? Yeah, it's kind of like a thing with the South. You know, you kind of grow up. It's like tradition, pretty much.
Mm.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, I mean, even it. I was.
I have a pretty religious family, but they never really like forced me into anything.
I was like, I actually know a lot about the Bible just off of hearing it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I would, whenever we would do like Bible trivia, everyone would want me on their team.
Holy
I was like,
shit, that's white.
Bible trivia.
Holy Bible shit, that's trivia. White as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, I ain't even done that, Soup. Like,
dude, I'm from the deep South.
I'm handing you my white card, bro. I think you've earned it.
I guess so. Jesus. That is interesting.
I had to like go to youth group and shit.
Oh,
as a
kid. My parents made me do that a few times. And then
I never had Bible shit like camp. That.
Yeah, I was like grade 7. And I was like, Mom, I'm gonna be honest, I don't believe in Jesus. And she's like, all right. That was it. She did not give a shit. But yeah, I don't know. They tried to make me religious. My dad is still pretty religious. If I say anything like even remotely anti-religious, he's like, what are you going to hell?
Yeah, I don't go anymore, but I kind of just keep my opinions to myself.
That's fair.
Yeah.
No, nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, I never try and say like, I always keep politics and religion away from my family, because if I bring up anything, they're just going to be like, whoa, wow, hey, what about this? And if Jesus... It was on Sunday, and
Jesus was on Sunday.
I feel like you've had that exact conversation.
Jesus was on Sunday. Starts grunting. So,
when the first time I ever like told my parents about like me being atheist, I immediately went to my stepdad's mother, who is very, very religious. She's like Pentecostal Christian. She's like a hardcore fucking.
Button.
Yeah, that kind.
Thank you for your input. She's Pentecostal Christian. She just like sat there for like 45 minutes, an hour, just like questioning me. Like, I'd be like, well, I mean, like, if like blah blah blah, and she'd be like, well, the Jesus and the Lord and this and that, like that. Her answer was just like, her answer to everything was just like, what about, I mean, God's real. Like, she didn't give any solid proof. She's like, well God's real and you need to understand that.
Well, that's like, that is like the majority of religious people,
like hardcore religious people
don't even take the time to like learn,
because in their mind they're so religious that they just like anything about their religion is fact to them, and you cannot tell them otherwise.
Well, the only
even if there was proof that it wasn't real, they're still gonna believe it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The only issue with like that, I don't know, I feel like it's just like so drilled in that they kind of lose, like, I'm not shitting on religious people at all, because I actually quite like the idea of religion. But I feel like so many people are just drilled in.
Great idea.
So many people are just like drilled into like, this is what you believe, and this is like your religion. This is your religion. So if you think anywhere outside that box, if you're like, I don't actually fully agree with like the Catholic Church, maybe I believe more in the Quran or something, like, that's wrong. Even though there's no proof for one or the other, it's all just a belief system that you feel most comfortable with. So that's only
the
issue I've had with it.
That's the thing, though, is that like a lot of like Christian shit is, if you have any doubt of it, then you can't believe any of it. There's not like any, like, I don't know. That's why there's so many.
You agree with some parts but don't other. Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's so like, weird, because like really religious people usually tend to cherry pick the Bible.
Thing is, those aren't religious people. That's the thing. Those are people who use, and it's not just Christians. That's with any religion. There's people that will always cherry pick certain things, and they use religion as a crutch for hate. They don't actually care about these ideals that are written. They're more so like, oh, you know, this helps oppress a certain group that I don't like, so I'll cherry pick this belief. That's not religious people in my eyes. Those people are just fucking douchebags. Like, that's not a normal religious person won't do that. Like, you know, somebody who just happens to believe in God isn't gonna be like, well, the gays, like, that's stupid.
That was always something I found like real hypocritical and weird too, is like everyone that was religious was like super against like people being gay. But then again, they would preach like, oh, all sins are equal in the eyes of God. And I'm like, well, what the, like, how is being gay any different than like saying fuck then?
Yeah. So what's the big deal? Shaving your beard.
So like, what's the big deal with being gay if it's all equal? I never understood that.
I don't know. Like, I said, that's not religion. That's just people using it as a crutch for hatred.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, real religion is perfectly fine. And people who like worship on their own and just, you know, do their thing.
All right, we strayed way off of the question. This was about do being a virgin. We're just like hardcore.
It's not a bad
like
topic, though.
Now.
It's not a bad topic.
But that's the whole point
like,
of a podcast, is to just talk about whatever.
Yeah, you're just talking. It's a good topic. It's interesting. A lot of people
wanted to try and get a lot of these questions like answered, is what I mean.
They kind of go downhill from here.
Are we speed running?
No, they go downhill from here. But I don't know, it's a good topic. A lot of people, you know, they're
religion is like the most popular fucking thing. I'm not asking that stupid
I was gonna ask
actually, like, are you fully like atheist, McNasty? Is that what you like think?
I'm kind of more just like agnostic, really.
That's fair.
Yeah, you just don't really care.
I just don't really care. I mean, if there is something, then there is, and if there isn't, then there isn't. But I mean, I feel like I definitely side more on science when it comes to stuff.
Yeah.
So
that's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's no bad beliefs as long as you're not a pretentious fucking bitch about it and try to convince others.
I'll never push my beliefs on other people.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
the best way to be.
I used to be like one of those typical like atheist douchebags who's just like, why isn't everyone atheist? You're fucking stupid for not being atheist. Like, there's no proof.
I feel like
for
that's kind of how everybody is when they first get a belief of something. Because that's what I was about politics. When I first like started getting into politics, I was just like, everybody that doesn't believe what I believe is a piece of shit and worthless and fuck you.
Yeah,
God, there's and a lot literally, of people like that.
I literally had like all friends from school and like family members that resent me.
Were you full Bernie, bro?
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when Trump first got elected, oh man, I was Facebook every day, just like, how dare you, America? And just like, I was just like, I would literally get in arguments with people in comment section with like friends from high school, and like my family would bring it up every time I go to family event. They're like, yo, why are you so like blah 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 on Facebook? And I'm just like,
oh,
because of this and that and this and that. I was like doing research left and right.
I mean, no offense, McNasty, but looking back at you at that time, you're probably gonna say like you were very uneducated, right?
Not necessarily uneducated, but very opinionated, very biased.
Biased could probably be the right one, but. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that Trump thing was a whole different fucking thing. That
thing
wasn't like a right or left issue. That was like, that was a bit extreme.
I'm just happy I learned at a very young age to keep my opinions to myself.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that my parents...
I don't agree
with
that, though.
That was something that my parents, like, pretty much, like, not really ingrained in me, but just, like, it's best just to, like, keep your mouth shut and think for yourself kind of thing.
Well, you know, the difference between then and now is then I was on welfare. Now I'm not.
So, but what do you mean?
I feel
he's
like
saying
because
he's saying his political views changed because he got money.
Because I started like becoming an adult and paying for my own shit. And
the government's not paying for it anymore. I'm not happy.
That is a loaded comment right there.
Well, it's just it's funny because like now I could give really two shits about politics, you know, but my beliefs are definitely different than they were.
I'm sorry, that was just funny as fuck.
That is so fucking funny. Blarg, what were you saying that you don't agree with?
I don't know. I feel like
I agree with Soup on that.
No, that's fair. There's no right thing. It's just like, I don't know. I've always been in the idea of if you have a platform and you are passionate about something, you should not be afraid to piss people off about giving your opinion on something. I mean,
it's not that I'm even passionate. It's just that I don't like,
yeah, you just don't care.
I'm almost in the same boat as McNasty where I really just don't care. And like,
mm-hmm.
I'm dude, like I mean, I'm not an expert on anything. Like, I play video games for a living. So what am I going to use my fucking retarded ass platform to like preach to people about? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah. When you think about it, you know, we have, I feel like we have a lot of followers who tend to be on, God, I don't know if I want to say this. I feel like, I wouldn't say a lot of followers, but I feel like we do have an amount of followers, even if it is, you know, 0.1% of people who are on the wrong side of things. And I feel like if one of us or, you know, all of us state our opinion and we're like, hey, you know, we stand with, abuse victims, or whatever, then it might, because those people idolize us, maybe it'll make them like change their views.
Well, that's not even politically though. You mean like morally?
Well, that's the thing, but those things unfortunately have become politicized. I think that's what he's kind of getting at. Like something as easy as like BLM has become something that's extremely political, where, you know, far left and far right using that as like a political argument when it really shouldn't be.
Well, that's just everything, unfortunately. Like, it just gets to that point.
No, but that's what I'm saying, is I don't think there's anything wrong with when it has become used as a political weapon rather than, you know, a morally good movement that shouldn't be used as a target for anybody. I feel like it's good to give, sometimes it's good to give your opinion on that thing and kind of weigh in where you believe. And people that don't like that, people, you know, when I showed support for that movement, there was a ton of people that were genuinely fucking mad. And those aren't people I want around anyway. So when it comes to things like that, I have no problem giving my opinion and showing my stance on it, because there's people who are genuinely against things like that, that I don't want around anyway. So that's what I mean by like giving your opinion on certain things. Like, you don't have to go and tweet like, oh, you know, I'm right or left politically. That's
If you're Republican, then unfollow me.
Yeah, well, no, see, that's fucking like, stupid. Well,
I feel like a lot of people who fuck. Well, go ahead, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I've seen I've seen people on Twitter who say like, if you have a platform and you don't use it to speak about your political leanings and stuff, and you're just a waste of space. And I don't agree with that mindset.
No, I don't agree.
You're saying that's coerced speech. You're saying I have to say things.
Yeah, no. I totally agree with that.
No. Yeah, you shouldn't. You have no obligation to say anything at any point to anybody.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and like, I just don't want to like have my Twitter anyway is like bare bones anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I talk about
it'd be real weird for you to do it.
Hey, all of a sudden,
I just tweet hashtag not all men. I can imagine you doing that.
It would be weird for me to do that too, because I feel like I just tweet a lot of bullshit, like memes, and
yeah.
I don't even know if I would be taken seriously if I wanted to. So
no, that's fair.
Yeah, I feel like between all the four of us, really the only people that like do that kind of shit is me and Matt.
Yeah,
I don't. Matt, you do it a little bit more than I do, but I still like if it's something serious, especially if it has to do with like physical abuse stuff, I usually tend to speak up about that.
I just like people, that's all, and I just want everyone to be treated as they should be. That's it And I don't want people following me who don't share that same value. That's all. That's my stance on that. So
yeah,
I just think that a lot of people watch our kind of stuff to kind of escape the like reality of what's going on. So I don't really like to, you know, blend the shit that's happening.
Yeah, me neither.
The news or,
so like,
because a lot of people watch us to like cheer up and get away from that kind of thing. I feel that's why I try to like.
Well, I would never put something like that in a video.
Yeah, you know? No.
Yeah, yeah. So it's So it's like, and this is no stance on politics whatsoever. It's just something I just don't think is cool to do. Really, is that like, there was somebody who filmed in the concert of in the crowd of a concert. I think it was the Chainsmokers. And they got up on stage and just started saying some political shit. It's like, I didn't come to this concert to, like, think about politics. I came to this concert to, like... Yeah, I came to this concert to jump up and down and be mindless for an hour, right?
So, oh, wasn't somebody, like, out of the crowd that went up there and said that was, like, an actual person?
No, it was the front man himself. I don't know his name, but he was just, like, saying something like, don't vote for Donald Trump! And I don't care how you lean politically. It's just, like, I don't go there for that.
I remember, like, around Trump's, like... Like when he first got voted, a lot of like concert people were doing that. They would have like big fuck Trump signs and shit.
Well, see, but there's nothing wrong with that because that's them using their platform how they see fit.
I don't disagree with them doing that. It's just, there's a time and a place. That one would kind of be like, okay, I'm just, you know, I'm here because I like your white vibe. Yeah.
Maybe my point is more along the lines of politics being literally injected into every single thing, which is how it is nowadays. So,
No, it's
gets
fair.
A little old.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's like, okay, I wake up in the morning, I open Twitter, politics. Okay, I go turn on the TV, politics. okay, I get ready for this concert tonight, go to the concert, politics. It's like,
but you know, I feel like the worst kind of fucking humor is political humor. Dude, if I'm watching like the Tonight Show or something and it's just like, yeah, my name is Hillary Clinton, I lost my emails, and everyone's just like, yeah. Ah, ah, ah. It's like, is that your standard for what's funny? Like, that is just the most unfunny shit I've ever seen in my life.
Saturday Night Live is the worst with that kind of shit.
Dude, all those ones are just fucking awful. Jimmy Fallon.
I like Saturday Night Live, but like, I remember like the ones where Alec Baldwin was always being fucking Trump. They were just not funny. Like, the jokes weren't funny. The shit that he was doing was not funny. I was just like,
it's so how do these have horrible.
Millions and millions of views? Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, dude, like, you watch the news and see this kind of shit, and then you have to go watch your...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's fucking everywhere.
Also, I want to point out the comment section on this is going to be a fucking nightmare.
Everyone nice. Fight amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't agree with you, you say, fuck you, idiot.
That is the goon's way.
This comment section is actually going to be fucking hell on. I can't wait to go through the hidden comments. I'm going to go through the hidden comments on this one next week and just have a good fucking laugh.
Most of the comments on them are just our people bringing up topics, like topic, blah, 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 blah.
Or really? Because I go through our comments and don't see any topics.
Really?
Dude,
I see like egg, spaghetti.
Well, I see those too, but they're, you know, a lot of them, but a lot of people ask like the same questions.
Yeah, it's the same questions.
Like, it'll be like the most voted content or comment, but it'll just be,
Well, I got a question for you guys, and it could get a little political, so I hope you're...
No.
Okay. Black or white?
Last one.
All right.
Spaghetti or meat?
Oh, see, dude, then the comment section is done. I don't know if
I want to answer that.
Yeah, I feel like I have to sit with my lawyer to answer this.
I don't think
this.
We ever answered that question when it was first asked.
I think we tried to debate of like what the question is of like, is it just a piece of spaghetti or is there like, you know, meat?
It's like what's a raw spaghetti noodle and like a pound of meat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We need more details.
You know what? I'll take meat. I love meat.
Yeah,
me too.
I'm a big fan of protein.
Meat. I actually don't really eat spaghetti very much.
Meat gang.
So, and I eat meat all the time now, so.
Meat gang.
This is like an Aqua Teen Hunger Force thing.
So stupid.
What is the meatball thing's name?
Yes. I don't know, McNasty.
Spaghetti gang.
I feel like
hashtag meat or hashtag spaghetti gang. Who's going to win?
If you like spaghetti, unfollow me on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Dude's coming. Dude's followers dropped to 2. He's done. All right, McNasty, times. Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me do one thing real quick.
I'm glad we talked about that, though, because I feel like that's something a lot of people probably wonder.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people... Like, I get fucking things all the time where people just assume you're like a far right crazy redneck just because of the character you portray.
You're not wrong, baby.
Yeah, Soup stormed the White House that day. He was there. Or not the White House, the fucking Capitol building, where the fuck it was.
All right.
What'd you see?
Just the silence between all that. Just...
Well, Soup didn't deny it, so.
Oh, I thought you saw what I posted on the Goon's Twitter.
Oh, I was just watching Soup play Tetris on Discord.
Yeah, I've been playing Tetris this whole time.
I know. Okay, McNasty put it. All right, well, everybody go to the Goon's Twitter at Goon's PC and vote on
spaghetti.
Well, they're
not going to see it in time. It's only an hour.
Okay, well, go see who won. I'm just trying to plug the Twitter, you fucking idiot.
People are gonna say the poll was rigged then because they didn't get to vote.
Oh yeah, true.
Wow, stolen
well, you better
election.
Follow our Twitter then.
Election.
Stolen election, right there.
Follow our freaking Twitter so you can actually get it.
Follow our Twitter to get political.
Follow our Twitter for more polls,
for more political memes.
Goon's politics.
Goon's politics. Ain't nobody fucking watching that.
Who the hell taking that seriously for 3 seconds?
All right. McNasty, do you have another one?
Yeah.
I didn't read the rest. On. I just saw the next one that we
were. Yeah, there's a couple like race driven ones that I'm going to skip over.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you don't want to know. Actually, I think that was the last like good like, one from that.
Controversy about the N-word and shit. Yeah, we're not going to cover that. That's also a race-driven one.
What?
Your biggest pet peeve. Like, the ultimate pet peeve, where even if your girl giving you dome, you think about this pet peeve and you instantly go limp because it makes you that mad. So basically, what's your biggest pet peeve?
I don't think there's anything in the world that pisses me off enough to, you know, just...
To kill a boner?
Yeah, to just full flaccid mid-noggin. Dude,
if my girl's giving me head and she gets up and then eats food and doesn't chew with her mouth closed, I'm dumping her. I hate when people chew with their mouth open.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
You do that.
I do that on the mic because I'm just like trying to annoy you guys, but I don't do that in general.
It works.
All right.
Well, good to know. I'm glad I'm doing my job right then.
I don't like when my toenail is long and it has like a little hanging off piece and it gets stuck on a blanket.
That's your biggest pet peeve in the world.
It makes me angry.
That's the absolute biggest
fucking crawl.
That's fair. Okay. I you know what? Mine probably is people who pick their nails. Like the sound of like just like
People like biting their nails and stuff.
Oh, biting the
nail clipping. I remember you were like when I was doing that on.
Dude, anything nail related, I hate.
That's so weird to me. I find it like satisfying for nails to be clipped.
I rip my toenails off with my fingers.
That's what I do too.
You guys are monkeys.
That's what
actually,
like a
it's about trying to do
something.
It again. Big toes getting.
Oh, I did it the other day while I was taking a dump. It was awesome.
That is the most primitive like thing I can think of. Shitting while ripping your toenails off with your bare
sometimes
fingers.
You gotta return to monkey. Reject humanity.
Do monkeys have toenails? I believe what you said now about the fucking you being able to make the best monkey movie. You are like one step away from actually.
I'm very primal.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I enjoy living life on the primal side.
Do you guys have like, I don't know, this isn't really the same thing, but do you guys have like one thing that just makes you like cringe thinking about like, you know, like the thing of somebody putting a fucking toothpick under their nail and like punching something or anything like that?
Other skin colors.
All right.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Soup is joking. That's a joke.
And Andy just lost Tetris, more importantly.
I like to keep my beliefs to myself.
That is not his beliefs. We do not endorse that on the Goons podcast or any other branch of the Goons LLC.
Expressed by Dallas Soup do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Goons LLC and or its other members.
My friend, I do the joke. I'm sorry.
I can't stand the thought of something going in my pee hole. That makes me cringe so hard.
Yeah, it's fair.
Oh my God. Yeah, me too, I guess. I didn't really think about that.
There is one image that every time I see it makes me fucking cringe for like 3 days straight. It's somebody fucking chopped their tooth in half with a nail clipper. And every time I see it or think about it, I actually want to rip my cock off. Like full, just grab
it and
tug.
I was thinking it was something more that you experience like IRL, not just like a picture or a video.
Oh, yeah. I just mean anything. Like anything that just makes you like, like, you know, one of those, you shiver and you just want to fucking die.
The worst one that I've ever had, but I haven't done in a long time is like when you're doing the dishes and you touch like wet food with your hand.
That's the worst.
God.
That doesn't really bother me.
Really?
I mean, it bothers me and I'm just like, I need to wash my hands real good. But that's like,
yeah.
I don't like
it. Just fucking pulls out a gun and shoots himself.
I watch a lot of Soup's second channel videos and a lot of those TikToks that are on there make me fucking cringe hard.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah, that's like they're literally all called TikTok cringe.
Yeah, it's very like it's very specific which ones make me cringe. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even want to bring it up. I'm gonna start like.
How do you
generalizing
think I
feel? A group
I
of people
to watch them?
What do you mean? You just monetize them. That's easy as shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking uncomfortable though. It's like knowing I have to do that. I just dread it every time.
I can tell that there are certain times when you're watching a certain like TikTok where you want to say something fucked and you just have to like, you just have to be like, because I remember there was this time when I did it with you and there was like these two huge fat girls that came on. I was like, holy shit. And you were like, dude, you can't just say that. Yeah. So I can tell you want to say that, but you're just like, I'm just not going to say anything.
Like, you can't just be blatantly like, that's a fat fucking bitch right there. Like, you gotta be like, why not? That's TOS.
You gotta be witty about it.
You can't bully. You can't straight up just bully someone.
I just said, dude. Holy shit, though. That's all. I was like, oh yeah, my God.
We all knew what you were implying. It wasn't even a chance to think that it was holy shit to something else.
Yeah.
It was probably just like some fucking girl whipping her stomach out. Well, like you could
McNasty could have just played it that he has like a fat kink and was like, "Yeah, I was saying holy shit because I was like hard as fuck." This 400-pound girl, you know,
still TOS.
You can't find fat people hot. TOS.
I saw something fucked on Twitter yesterday that has I'm desensitized to a lot of things on the internet. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I want to say what it is because I know some fucking gorilla is probably gonna tweet it at me. But dude,
all right.
I saw some fucked shit on Twitter that what'd made my see? Skin crawl and stomach churn and my nuts fall off.
Okay.
Somebody retweeted a tweet Ellen DeGeneres made that was so horribly unfunny.
Dude, all of hers are awful.
So any tweet?
Yeah.
I don't follow her. I don't know. But was just a fucking terrible tweet. And dude, I was like looking through the replies just because I knew there were going to be some funny replies. And there was a video of this dude who had his camera down like in between his fucking legs to where you could see his ass. And his dick was like hanging backwards. And I was looking at it because I couldn't tell what it was at first. Like, and I was like, inch closer to my monitor, like trying to figure out what it was.
Ellen posted that?
No, it was a reply.
I was like, what? She was
posted
a cock? Ellen posted
somebody's cock.
And I like, it was a video and I like leaned forward to like look because I couldn't tell what it was. And he shit out a very long turd onto his cock and then jizzed.
Oh my God.
So horribly disgusting.
Imagine that's what it takes to get to your cum, though. Like, that's a tough life.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm glad that I could just beat off and, like, that's it.
But it just, like, slide across his dick and he was like, ooh. Just, that was it. That's.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to see it. I'm curious. And that's genuinely sounds impressive.
It was not impressive.
Sounds genuinely impressive.
It was sickening.
Seeing like shit kind of sickens me. Like,
oh well, yeah, that's the whole point. That's literally your primitive reaction to shit. That.
Some people can see that and just be like, oh, okay, it's just shit, whatever. But okay, I see
those
it's
people
like,
are fucking broken. You're supposed to not like shit. That's a reactionary a thing.
To that point.
You're not supposed to eat it. That's why it smells bad. That's why it repulses us, so you don't go eat shit and die. Like, that's true, the whole true. Point. It's an evolutionary trait to not
it
like shit.
It makes me smarter. Yeah. I mean, my Seto.
Oh, God. All right, it's been about an hour. You guys want to call it on the note of shit?
I don't
want
to call it on that. What the fuck?
Shit, well, I thought that was a good topic to end it on.
Yeah, because we...
we always end on fucked-ass topics.
Yeah.
I don't want to end on that, boys.
Dude, that was all a right, bad well, tennis.
Have y'all ever dated outside your ethnicity?
I'm not answering that.
That's one of the questions that's on the list.
Yes.
I have a really bad joke normal. I want to make, but I'm not.
Pretty normal.
Right.
Just another human being.
Didn't have really, you ever farted didn't look too deep into your it. Bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole time.
Can we end with a good topic, please? One
what
more,
do you want to talk
please?
About? Oh you're playing Tetris. What is your favorite topic?
Type of flower.
What's your favorite retro video game?
What defines retro?
Cars 2.
Like before arcade what game, system? Like something you have to go and put quarters
probably
into.
Dig Dug.
Oh, Dig Dug is cool too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
never really liked Pac-Man. Like I could play Pac-Man for about 5 minutes and then I'm just like, I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah.
You guys obviously weren't good at Pac-Man.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
You're not good at Tetris. You suck.
I'm trying to think of another game, like good retro game.
I honestly don't know. Like, I never really, like, played many, like, arcade games. I feel like I was just past arcade games. Like, well, so are you.
I mean, Sonic.
Yeah,
Sonic,
but I would still go and play arcade games because I was so into retro games as a kid.
Yeah,
I guess. I'd probably say Sonic is my favorite.
I was in an arcade, like, not that long before quarantine. I still fucking like to play those types of games. Yeah.
Yeah, arcade games are fun, dude. There's, like, a huge fucking Space Invaders game that I go and play sometimes.
Ooh, I used to have that on my Game Boy Color when I was a kid. I used to play that all the time.
Dude, I want this for my house. It's a massive fucking booth. And you, like, sit there with some, like, fucking... It's not like a regular controller. It's like a gun, kind of. And you're, like, shooting the Space Invaders. Yeah, it's that's so cool. Sick.
Soup, you loved my childhood. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, McNasty.
When you guys eventually come visit here, and I have a bedroom. It's not really a bedroom. It's like a room that's above the stairs. And it's like a game room. And there's, like, five, like, arcade games in there. And each one has, like, three or four games on them. So you can, like, boom, you can just sit there and play fucking arcade games for, like, ever.
Pretty fun.
It was, like, Mortal Kombat.
Sick.
And
that's so sick. Did you get those yourself, or were they there when you rented?
No, when I moved in here, the house was fully furnished, so they were already there.
Oh, that's so sick.
What I was saying, though, Soup, my whole, like, growing up, my uncle owned a, basically, like, a Dave and Buster's, essentially. It was a local one he had, and, yeah, they had every fucking retro game ever, and, like, whenever my parents didn't want to babysit me, they just go there. Give me, like, a fuck ton of coins, and I just sit there and play, like, random games all day. But I always played, like, Crazy Taxi or, like, one of the racing games or one of the, like, shooting games or something like that. I never really played, like,
Time Crisis.
Time Crisis and all that stuff. Yeah, I used to play, like, stuff like that, not really, like, the retro games, but there was a ton of them there.
Oh, Crazy Taxi. That Crazy Taxi kind of reminded me of Simpsons Hit and Run.
Sounds like a Flash game.
No, it was like
it's like a PS1 game or something.
It was like an arcade game. It was like a third person view, and you just like you had the whole wheel and pedal set up and shit, and you could just
It looks like it looks like GTA before GTA was a thing.
Yeah, literally, that's literally what it is. It was fun.
I've heard of it, but I've never played it.
Yeah,
there were all those people on that machine too.
Yeah,
you had to wait in a line to get to Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, there was like 10 of them at this fucking place, and it was like 5 minutes from my house. It was awesome. I loved it.
I miss just, like, old, like, games like that.
I miss how, like, easily I used to be entertained.
I know, like, yeah, that's what I miss about gaming, too. It's just, like, it seemed like any game you played, like, 80% of the games you played when you were a kid was fun. You could just get sucked into really anything.
No matter what you were doing, like, even if you weren't even playing the game right, like, you give, like, a 10-year-old a fucking controller and let them run around in circles in GTA or, like, some random game, they're just loving it. They're not even doing anything.
Even, like, Start the game.
Love it.
Storyline or anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is an escape from reality.
All right, was that a better conversation?
It was okay, a lot better than shit on a cock.
All right. And
soup to the intro.
End it there. My friend, please do the bada podcast on the bar spy. Go to the Spotify and go to the goons. Go to the download. Okay. Like the video. Okay. Subscribe. Okay.